Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hey there. Just you and I so far.
Right. Uh-huh. I was trying to see if it was a holiday taking everybody long to call in.
Everybody's at Amicia's house for
one
party today.
Who's?
Amicia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think Jarita mentioned that to me. Angie, you want me to go ahead and start reading in Exodus? I mean, Leviticus?
Leviticus.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm picking up in Leviticus 1:10. And this is where the Lord spoken to Moses from the tabernacle about what is for burnt offering. And it goes on to say, if an animal used as a burnt offering is a sheep or a goat, it too must be a male and without any blemishes. The man who brings it will kill it before the Lord on the north side of the altar, and Aaron's sons, the priests, will sprinkle its blood back and forth upon the altar. Then the man will quarter it, and the priest will lay the pieces with the head and the fat on top of the wood of the altar, but the internal organs and the legs shall first be washed with water. Then the priest shall burn it all upon the altar as an offering to the Lord, for burnt offering gives much pleasure to the Lord. If anyone wishes to use a bird as his burnt offering, he may choose either turtle doves or young pigeons. A priest will take the bird to the altar and wring off the head, and the blood shall be drained out at the side of the altar. Then the priest will remove the crops and the feathers and throw them on the east side of the altar with the ashes. Then, grasping it by the wings, he shall tear it apart, but not completely. And the priest shall burn it upon the altar, and the Lord will have pleasure in this sacrifice. Amen.
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 And all this is before Jesus Christ. That was how to please the Lord. Forgiving of sins.
Alrighty, thank you for that reading, Loretta. Go ahead and do a roll call. I have Mom and Pop, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Janet. I just had another caller join. The number ends in 4934.
Auntie Dot.
Hey, Auntie Dot.
Hey.
I Sister Shirley join?
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. Okay, Loretta, you running the show today?
You want me to? I can. Okay,
okay.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And if everyone would bow their head, Angela will come to us with the blessing on the prayer line. Please.
Our Father, giving you honor and praise, we seek your guidance to allow your words to impact each and every member of this family and friends, including those not present. We ask that you continue to surround us with angels in your presence as we gather and pray together. Do not allow those unwanted spirits to enter this circle of love. We know you provide the ultimate security. The warfare we are engaged in is not only from without, but also from within, inside the spirit. Therefore, we know that our best defense is to put on the armor of God, stand firm with the belt of truth, buckle around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness in place. Take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flames and arrows of the evil one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Angela. Okay, we're going to move right on into our program and pray that everyone had a blessed week. Amen. We are here. We present. Well, yeah, we blessed. Amen. Okay, all right. So I will start with Auntie Dot. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read from the upper room.
Amen.
How does Jesus do it? About 10 years ago, my beloved grandmother, Nana, was dying of cancer. We were grateful that her suffering was brief and that she died at home surrounded by her family. Nana had spent most of her life caring for others and her children, and grandmother was her greatest joy. We were honored to be there for her in her final moment. I learned after Nana died that my dad had been praying for Christ to wrap his arm around Nana. We want her to be comfort free from her pain. He later told me that he knew that God had answered his prayer very clearly when Nana said to him, I don't know how he does it. I don't know how Jesus keep me so long. My dad knew then that the Lord was telling him, I heard your prayer. As faithful followers of Christ in time of despair, we sometimes need consoling and reminding that God promised to care for us is still real. God does hear us and God does hear us and respond to us. I think back to my dad praying and to the Lord. Answer through Nana. This experience is a reminder for me to listen and look for the message that remind us that God loves and cares for us never end. The prayer, dear God, help us to look and listen for you in our lives. Help us to remember that you love us and care for us, especially in time of despair. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, from the upper room. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see here. Mom, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I think I'm going to read Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and who leaves does not wither, whatever he does prosper. Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinner in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Moving on here. Auntie Carrie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I was going to read Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul that has said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee. But the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom all my delight. Thy sorrow shall be multiplied by the hasting after another God. Their drink offering of blood will not offer, nor take up thy name into my lips. The Lord is my portion of my inheritance and my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, whom has given me counsel. My reign also instructed me in the night season. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoice. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer my Holy One to see corruption. Thou shalt show me the path of life in the presence of the fullness of joy. At thy right hand there's pleasure forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. Daddy, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, as I would like to say, God love us all.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Sister Shirley, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. God, whom I serve with my whole heart in preaching the gospel of his Son, is my witness how constantly I remember you in my prayers at all times. And I pray that now at last, by God's will, the way may be open for me to come to you. I know to see you, I long to see you so that I may impart to you some spiritual gifts to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I've planned many times to come to you, but have been prevented from doing so until now, in order that I might have a harvest among you, just as I have had among the other Gentiles. I am obligated both to Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jews, then for the Gentiles. For in the gospel, righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteousness will live by faith. Reading from Romans 1, 8 through 16.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Let's see, I will go next, and my reading is from the Daily Bread, titled Silent Helper. And I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, out of Isaiah 25 and 1. The discovery of penicillin revolutionized healthcare. Prior to the 1940s, bacterial infections were often fatal. Since then, penicillin has saved countless lives by killing harmful bacteria. The men who recognize its potentials and developed it for worldwide spread and won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1945. Long before this discovery of penicillin, other silent killers were at work saving lives by destroying bacteria. These silent killers were white blood cells. These hard workers are God's way of protecting us from disease. No one knows how many invasions they have stopped or how many lives they have saved. They receive little recognitions for all the good they do. The Lord gets similar treatment. He gets often blamed when something goes wrong, but He seldom gets credit for all the things that goes right. Every day people get up, people get dressed, people drive to work or to school or to the grocery store and return home safely to their families. No one knows how many times God has protected us from harm. But when there is a tragedy, we ask, where was God? When I consider all the wonderful things that God has silently done on my behalf each day, I realize that my list of praises should be much longer than my list of petition. Amen.
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 Amen. God keep giving us reasons. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Auntie Janet, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to share from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, a portion of David's Psalm of Thanksgiving and Praise. Then on the day that David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren, it reads, "Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wonderful works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous work that he has done, his wonders, and the judgment of his mouth. And fear him, all the earth, the world, and all that be faithful. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Angela. Any good news you want to share with the group at this time?
I'm going to come on Ephesians 1, 13, 14. I pray that grace and peace be to us from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise to God, blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. I pray that we be holy and blameless in his sight, We know he has a predestined plan, and he works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will in order that we praise and glorify his name. Stay in faith. Believe for the promise of the Holy Spirit. God's grace has saved us, and that still leads us on. God, I pray that you continue to have grace and remind us that Jesus has already broken down barriers that connects us through love and care. Give us hope that we are protected from hatred and suspicion, and allow us to persevere to face all adversities during our search, possible hardship on our financials, and those it may impact. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Ephesians. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from Psalm 121.
Amen.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help.
Yeah.
My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keep thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that reading. And we will move right on into our sick and shut-ins. And if everyone would bow their head, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your healing hands. We ask that you continue healing Daddy Brenner, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Cheryl and family, Mary Ann and family, Dwight and family, the Mapp family, the Boyers family, the Williams family, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Marie, Lenny and family, the Moody family, Sister Shirley and family, Eric Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Simmons family, Desert Kindred, Tally and family, Brian, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, Carlos and the Wells family, Ruth Edwards, Valerie Crockett, Arlene Holiday, the Reese and Jesse Verner, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Allow us to hear that still voice that you are still in control. And we ask to be covered in the blood, for there is power in the blood. Father God, we ask that you lift us up in a mighty way so others may see the goodness of you shining through us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we have reached a part of our program where we honor birthdays, and I'm looking at the week of June 26th through July 2nd. Any birthdays we need to recognize?
My granddaughter, great-granddaughter, Micah.
Micah?
Yes.
26, okay. That's today.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It was 25th yesterday. It was yesterday.
Oh, okay. Amen. Any others?
My granddaughter, Layla.
Layla?
Tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Okay, all right. So there's some birthdays that we need to honor. And let's see here. Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song?
Yes.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
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 Amen. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I thought about it. I should have called on the Pointer Sisters to sing the birthday song. That's what I should have
yeah.
did.
Oh,
amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that read, that song, Auntie Dot. And we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or any other Bible verses that we would like to share with the group tonight. So I will go ahead and get started, and if you have something to share, do so. If not, just say pass. And I will start with Sister Shirley. Any praise report, testimony, updates on your health, design health?
I'm standing on the promises of God. That's all I have to say.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Okay, thank you for sharing that with us, Sister Shirley. And I will turn this back over to Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a praise report. My niece
Amen.
And her husband kept my husband over the weekend while I was out of town. And, boy, they did a beautiful job here at the house. And now I have my son is here from Texas. So he's going to spend the week with us this week. So
mm-hmm.
it's just wonderful. The God is just so good. And just
amen.
Blessing
amen.
Us.
Amen.
Wow, amen. Amen. Just visitors all around. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is good. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that praise report, Mom. And let's see here. That would take me into Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight? Uh-oh. I know I had her on mute.
When the day
I'm sorry, Auntie Dot. Auntie Dot, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh,
I had
you
on mute.
Can't hear me? Hello?
Could you start over for me?
Uh-huh, Luke 9.
Okay.
Luke chapter 9, verse 51 to 62. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When the day drew near for Jesus to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messenger ahead of him. On their way, they entered a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But they did not receive him, because his face was set toward Jerusalem. When his disciples James and John saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But he returned and rebuked them. Then they went to another village. As they were going along the road, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." But Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who put a hand to the plow and looked back and fit for the kingdom of the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see, I will go next. And my reading is also from the Daily Bread again, and the title is Why Pray. And it goes on to say, when Jesus had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountains by himself to pray. The reading out of Matthew 14:23. In prayer, I am approaching the creator of all that is, someone who makes me feel immeasurably small. How can I do anything but fall silent in his presence? How can I believe that whatever I say matters to God? The Bible sometimes emphasizes that distance between humans and God, and sometimes the closeness. Without question, though, Jesus himself taught us to count on the closeness. In his own prayer, he used the word Abba, meaning daddy, an informal address that Jews had not previously used in their prayer. A new way of praying was born. Jesus understood better than anyone the vast difference between God and human beings. Yet he did not question the personal concern of God, who watches over sparrows and count the hairs on our head. He valued prayer enough to spend many hours at the task. If I had to answer the question, why pray, in one sentence, it would be, because Jesus did. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Let's see here. Auntie Janet, any praise report, testimony, song or poem?
I would like to share some powerful prayers of courage.
Amen.
Gracious God, I know you love me. I know you want the best for me. As I come for you today, you know my aches and pains, the things that hurt my body and the things that pain my soul. I ask that you heal me in whatever way I need healing. Open me to the power of your love. Help me accept the healing you offer. And let me rest gently in the palm of your hand as a baby rests in its mother's arms. It is in Jesus' name I pray this prayer. With love and kindness, Lord, I remain yours always, and you remain mine. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. And let's see here. Daddy. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, ma. Our Father, which are in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added unto me. And if I confess with my mouth, Lord Jesus, and believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead, I shall be saved. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. Let's see. Auntie Carrie, any praise report? Song, testimony you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. How to pray for mercy. Prayer is not a few babbling, prattling, contemporary expression, but is a reasonable feeding of the heart, feeling of the heart. Prayer is sensible to many different things. Sometimes we pray with a sense of sin, sometimes with a sense of mercy needed or received. And sometimes with the sense that God is ready to give us mercy and forgiveness. Because we understand the danger of sin, in prayer, we often sense our need of mercy, our soul feel, from filling our soul with sight, groan, and breaking in our heart. Right prayer can be bubbled up out of the heart when it is pressed with grief and bitterness. When Hannah prayed for a child in the Bible, in bitterness of her soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And the Lord heard her prayer, and she conceived and gave birth to a great prophet, Samuel. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie. Let's see here. Auntie Betty, any prayer support, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm going to do Psalm 122.
Amen.
It says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gate, O Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
O Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. While the tribes go up, the tribe of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set stones of judgment, the stones of the house of David. Pray for peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palace. For my brother and my companion's sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Let's see here. Angela, any praise report, testimony, a beautiful song? Or a porn.
I'm going to try to sing.
Amen, okay. Amen.
How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Is the name above all names. He is worthy of our praise. My heart will sing how great. God, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise is our God. Praise is our God.
Awesome. Great song, Angela. Thank you for that song. Is there anything anyone else would like to share with the group before Angela come to us with our closing prayer? Well, I have to share that I have shingles again. This would probably be the fourth time. But the Lord is really taking care of my storm. He really is. I just need to remind myself that the battle is already won. So.
Amen.
So I just have to keep walking and praising the Lord and not try to take on his battles. So I just wanted to share that with the group.
Amen.
God is good. God is good.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. All right. So if everyone would bow their head, Angela coming to us with the closing prayer, please.
Well, actually, I have a special guest. Trey is going to say the closing prayer for us.
Amen. Good evening,
Amen.
Trey. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening. Are you guys ready?
Everybody is ready.
Okay. Lord, thank you
for this day.
Thank you for waking us up to enjoy whatever another day on this earth. Specialty to glorify your name. It is a good day. We are united in prayer to praise, to always
praise and worship you.
To praise and worship you. You and
you are more
than deserving because of your
He can't read my writing. Because of your unfailing, unconditional love, we are thankful that you are continually forgiving us for our sins. We thank you for just being our Father, caring and loving us no matter what. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Trey. Thank you. That was awesome. Thank you. Amen. Okay. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. We had Auntie Carrie to come to us out of Psalms 16. I will bless the Lord in counsel. And she came back with right prayer. Amen. And then we had Mom to share with us out of Psalms 1, the wicked shall perish. And she came back with a praise report with all the visitors God is blessing her with over the past few months. Amen. And then we had Angela to come to us, and she shared out of Ephesians. She's out, pray for grace and peace among us. And then she came back with that beautiful song, how great is our God. Amen. And then Auntie Betty shared with us out of Psalms 121 and 122 to I will lift my eyes up from which I come my help. And peace be within us. Amen. Auntie Janet shared with us out of 1 Corinthians 16, give thanks unto the Lord as King David did. And then she came back out of her power of prayer for God. Amen.
Amen.
And Auntie Dot shared with us out of the upper room, how does Jesus do it? And she came back with Luke 9, go and claim the kingdom of God. And we have Sister Shirley to share with us. I thank my God, and I'm standing on his promises. Amen.
Amen.
And we had Daddy to share with us that God loves us all. Hallelujah. Follow up with the Lord's Prayer. And then Trey came to us with the closing prayer. Unconditional love. And I think everyone did a great job. So there's a lot of words we can fall back on to help keep us lifted through the week. Amen. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. And Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor for protection from our enemy. For you say no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Father God, we are trusting and believing in your words alone. May everyone have a blessed week. God loves you, and so do we. Good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.
Love y'all too.
Good night. Good night. Love you.
Night. Love.
Hello?